Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
More than 10,000 workers in Zimbabwe State Universities downed their tools in protest over the government's failure to pay February salaries and outstanding 2014 bonuses.
We have spoken to the other universities. They've actually addressed their staff, the representatives there, which they have confirmed that staff have dismissed. They've gone home. They are waiting for their salaries while they are in their homes.
The lawyers representing human rights activist and freelance journalist Itai Dzamara are tomorrow expected to start visiting all official police and prison holding cells as the search for the missing activist intensifies.
We are referring to those constitutional places where people may be detained after they have been arrested, like police cells, prison cells, and the other prescribed dangerous cells like court holding cells.
And Michael Cariati tells us why Highlanders and Dynamos fans are smiling.
More than 10,000 workers in Zimbabwe State Universities downed their tools and stayed at home today following the government's failure to pay February salaries and outstanding 2014 bonuses. Read forward Dube, president of the Zimbabwe Universities and Allied Workers Union, tells Studio 7 all academic and non-academic staff withdrew their services early this morning, forcing the universities to ground to a halt. Dube says they will only go back to work if their grievances are met, though government officials informed them last Friday that there's no money to pay them.
Senior officials at several state universities refused to comment and referred all questions to the Ministries of Higher Education and Finance. Higher Education Minister Opam Chinguri and Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa were not available for comment as they were not responding to calls on their mobile phones. Dube told Studio 7's Gibbs Dube, it is said that the government is failing to pay outstanding salaries and bonuses.
We have spoken to the other universities. They've actually addressed their staff, the representatives there, which they have confirmed that staff have dismissed. They've gone home. They are waiting for their salaries while they are in their homes. We are incapacitated. We have no money to go to work. For past fares, pay our rent, we haven't been paid.
What is the problem?
What we hear after engaging the two parent ministries is that the government is finding difficulty to mobilize resources to pay staff.
So now, does it mean that the government doesn't have money to pay staff?
We can summarily say so, that government is broke now, it is no money.
Since you have decided to actually withdraw your services by claiming that you don't have money to go to work, what is going to happen next?
If the employer finds the money and then deposits it into people's accounts, people report for work, but there is another issue which is outstanding. The people haven't been paid 2014 the bonus. The money is paid around November or December. The investment, if it continues like this, will be closed forever. That's what it means, because the people cannot continue coming to work and then they are not paid.
And give us a little background about what is happening today. Is it a reflection of what you have been trying to negotiate with government?
We experienced it sometime last year from March that the salaries were coming in the following month. People were taking a salary of a month in the following month around 7th or 5 or 7th. And then this year from January, it has been now coming around 12 to 15, and you can see today is 16.
That was Reid Forward Dube, president of the Zimbabwe Universities and Allied Workers Union, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Bulawayo.